Well, quite frankly, that's one of the reasons we come together, is to point to how great he is. It's what we call theology, the study of God. Why is it that we study God? Why is it that we want to know more about God? Well, famous passage that I think we grew to love, especially during COVID, if you turn with me to Psalm chapter 91, I think reveals the answer to us. That really throughout Scripture, there is this desire of God that we would seek him, that we would run to him. Psalm 37 tells us if we would delight ourselves in the Lord, he would give us the desires of our heart. But the first comes the desire, or Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Paul would even say in Philippians in chapter 3, that I might know him. It seemed to be his main goal, to know God. And I remember thinking, especially when I was younger, so how does knowing God actually help me? Because if you think about it, you know, we often look for formulas to try to fix specific problems that we have, or we look for God to give us certain desires that we request of him. And that's one of the reasons why we come to him. But to learn more about him doesn't seem to be top on our list. If you look in Psalm chapter 91, it starts off this way. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Sounds like a very safe place to be. Sounds like a very comforting place to be. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. This psalm, therefore, is opening up with saying that God is desiring us to cry out to him that we trust him. We trust him for everything. We trust him for our safety, our security. We trust him for things that we see and things that we don't see. He goes into this, if you look within the passage in verse 3, for it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with the pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. The thing that really protects you is that you know that you can depend on God. That's where your trust is. Or that's where your trust should be. It goes on and talks about all these, well, I call them boogeymen hiding under the bed. I remember being afraid of those guys. I remember actually, my brother would kind of play on this. He was 2 years older than me. So he would say, whatever you do, don't look under the bed. And I'm just frozen there. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to breathe, you know, because I felt like if I breathed, somehow he would understand that I'm there. So it says this in verse 5, you will not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't approach you. You go, why wouldn't it approach me? I mean, it goes on and says, you only look on with eyes and you'll see the recompense of the wicked, but you have made the Lord my refuge. Even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near to your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard in all your ways. They will bear you up with your hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. A great prophetic text referring to Christ at this time. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Now, verse 14 ultimately gives us the key to the whole text. And that is that there is something about knowing God, and that knowing God should drive you to love him. Loving God really can only be expressed in one major way by us, and that is trust. I've often said think of all the things that you possibly could do for God. Okay, there's nothing. I got nothing. Except you can trust in him. And trust is an act of your love for him. And God says in this particular passage that he rewards your love. And you say, well, how do I love God? Well, once again, at the very beginning of the text, I trust in him. I put my trust in him. So it reads this way in verse 14. because he has loved me. Now, if you look, the he is not capitalized, which means that's us. I'll put it another way, because you have trusted in him. I'll put it that way. Because he has loved me, therefore, I will deliver him. Okay, so where does deliverance come from? Well, once again, I think the initial thought is, man, I forgot to ask God that he would protect me on the plane ride. The greatest protection that you will receive is if you love him. And it's the reason why we talk about theology. It's the reason why we talk about God. Because in a way, part of our responsibility, if not the greatest part of our responsibility, is to encourage you to love God with all your heart. Because the more you love him, the more protection you have over yourself. He'll take care of those problems that you have. I mean, you read Matthew chapter 6, and of course, God says, why are you asking me about your food for today and the shelter and everything like that? I know that you have these needs before you even ask them. But seek first the kingdom of God. See, if you'll seek him, if you'll seek that relationship with him, will he not take care of you? That's why you learn theology. Lord, we give you thanks for your word and for the truths that are in it, for the comfort that you give us by virtue of us simply drawing near to you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.